Wake up, kid. It's Friday. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. My name is Jeremy, and here in the Wake Up Kid studio is my co-host for the week, and his name is?
Will.
Will, how many of these intros have we recorded? Do you know?
Four so far.
So this is number five. That means this is the last one. This is the Friday episode of, it's really week 23 when we're asking this question. Are you a sinner? The answer is yes. I've disobeyed God. I'm so glad that you came to hang out with me and record these for this week, but I kind of hate that it was such a downer series, you know, that we're talking about bad stuff over and over and over again. We're trying to make sure that people understand that they are sinners. But here's the important way that I want to end this week. A lot of kids are going to be listening to this on Friday, maybe on their way to school. We want to give them a happy thought to get them through Friday and the rest of their week, the rest of the weekend, and really the rest of their lives. Because here's the big deal. Every person who is ever born is a sinner. But how does God feel about us even though we're sinners?
He still loves us.
He loves us even though we're sinners. So sinners who are not adopted into his family, he loves them so much that he died on the cross so they could be rescued to take their punishment, knowing that they were sinners. And sinners who are adopted into God's family, when we mess up, he still loves us. He doesn't stop loving us. The Bible says nothing can separate us from his love. We're still his children and he loves us. So yes, you're a sinner. Yes, I'm a sinner. Yes, every person listening to this, whoever will listen to it, the 12 or 15 people that will tune into this podcast, they're all sinners. But God loves every one of them so much that he gave his son so that they could be adopted into his family. He created them because he wants to spend forever with him. That's a pretty cool way to end the week. Will, we're wrapped up. We're all done with our intros. Is there anything you want to say before we close up? Anybody you want to say hey to or anything like that?
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're great. No problem, man. Thanks for coming. And I think this is awesome. You're wonderful. I think probably the future of podcasting is you. The rest of us will just stop and you'll be the new podcast guy. And you could have a bunch of different series. You could have one as Will, one as William, one as Henry, one as Willie, one as Harvey, one as Mr. Parker. It would be awesome. You could do a bunch. All right. Well, tell everybody bye. It's time to wrap up.
Bye.
All right. Time for the joke of the day and then a little bit more truth about the fact that God loves us even though we're sinners.
Hey, Clara, what did Benjamin Franklin say when he discovered electricity?
I don't know, Olivia. What did Benjamin Franklin say when he discovered electricity?
Nothing. He was too shocked to speak.
Hey, guys, it's Friday. This week we're talking about the answer to this question, are you a sinner? We know the answer is yes, I'm a sinner. I've disobeyed God. I want to end the week on a high note. I want to end the week with us focusing on the most beautiful, most important truth. Yes, you are a sinner. Yes, you have disobeyed God. You've done bad things. You rebelled against God. You chose to do things your way instead of his way. And that's bad. Because of that, the Bible says we deserve a punishment forever. It says we chose to be God's enemies instead of his friends. But he loved us anyway. Even when we were sinners, the creator of the universe, who we sinned against, loved us. And this is what it says in Romans 5:8. God commendeth his love toward us. He showed his love to us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died on the cross before you sinned, when he knew every bad thing that you would ever do, everything you would do against him, every time you would tell a lie, every time you would take something that wasn't yours, every time you disobeyed, every time you were mean and tried to hurt somebody. He knew all of that. But he loved you so much that he went to the cross to take the punishment that you deserve. Every time they whipped him, every time they spit on him, every time they beat him and laughed at him, when they took those nails and drove him through his hands and his feet and nailed him to the cross and left him hanging there until he died, he allowed all of that to happen. And he knew that the person, the people that he was rescuing with that, were sinners. But he loved us so much that he took our punishment. They put him in a tomb, and 3 days later, he got up from the dead, proving that he was the Savior so that we could turn away from our sin, put our trust in him, be completely forgiven, cleansed from our sin, rescued from the punishment we deserve and from the power of sin in our lives, so that even though we still have a sinful nature, we can be adopted into God's family and live with him forever. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner. Every person who ever lived except for Jesus, we're all sinners. God loves us so much that he sent his son to die. Jesus loves us so much that he died to take our punishment. Think about that this weekend.